What would real high school be like? Students would be paid for progress. The primary purpose of high school would be the creation of the beginning of the road to financial independence. The more successful their business undertakings, the more money they would make. Teachers and experienced students would help groups of founders with formation of small, sturdy companies. To be clear, the idea of dividing middle school from high school based on age is a stupid idea. A person starts high school when middle school ceases to be challenging. Middle school is just a simpler and slower version of high school. These schools are for young people. What divides high school from college is the number of talks and presentations about how the world really functions. Talks are events where renowned speakers and professionals share their thoughts, be it via video lectures or in person. These presentations will help the students discover their curiosities and find a few paths that they may wish to explore in more detail. Teachers should be present here, especially during pre-recorded presentations. These teachers are mostly made up of successful graduates. Success is a requirement for the position. High school will require a network of investors to whom the students may present their ideas, should the ideas require external investment. Roughly, by the age of 20 or so, when students are ready to move on to college, they should have several small side businesses and belong to at least one multi-founder company that shows great promise. It is only fair that students, the future of this world, should not begin their lives in poverty. College is still high school, but a more complex version of it. Where high school makes business creation easy, college is an introduction to business and legal frameworks, going public and investing, and so on. Not everyone will wish to spend their days on practical applications. People who find more inspiration in the theoretical or virtual will be guided towards existing companies that require that type of talent. If something does go wrong, college is the place that will help students repair or rebuild or change directions. Textbooks are replaced with a knowledge map, an open global collaborative network of lectures, narrated books, and countless presentations. The world curriculum. This is the scaffold that guides students to their calling, or new inventions, or curiosities. It is a self-paced system of open pathways previously taken by other students. Communities of students will organically emerge and form networks throughout the world curriculum. And like-minded individuals of varying levels of expertise will be able to openly discuss their curiosities. This is a very fluid system driven by curiosities and financial independence, one that offers guidance and great deal of inspiration by means of presentations, lectures, and talks. There is not enough rigidity here to discourage a composer from writing music or prevent an artist from reaching their dreams. The new school system is meant to accelerate the development of the entire humankind. We must never stand in the way of younger generations. We must honor the younger generations with real education and real future